The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to try something new today, apparently. And a lot to get to. Your Astros off to a good start. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, opening day of baseball, and we're adjusting here. Okay, I can't hear his microphone. Can you tell me what's going on here?
Uh-oh. Is his microphone all the way dead?
There we go. That sounds more like it.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I can hear myself.
That's a good start.
That's a positive.
Yes.
But my talkback doesn't work. That's going to be a problem for me later. But
we'll get
overall,
that.
I guess it looks good.
Yeah, it's going to look really good.
And that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
I mean, really, does it matter if you can hear our voices?
No, it's just a radio show.
If things work? No. How's it look?
Well, first off,
you're not allowed to have drinks in here.
I've been told that.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to get a little table.
I know your management.
There's like one person who can come in and tell me not to do something.
Right.
And if he chooses to do that, fine. No, I'm going to get like a little... like they have at the poker
table. An end table?
Yeah. That way I'm going to have, I can put my coffee there and everything else.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to slam what's left of this on the break and take it off of here. But we have a nice new desk that we're breaking in today that, first off, credit to AD, who's Mr. Wizard around here, for getting this thing operational in time for the show, considering that, yeah, he basically got to start yesterday because we were out, and then he had until 4:00 today because everybody else was at the golf tournament. And that was to get rid of all the other stuff in here, which is a lot. I mean, the whole trash can's full of crap. And get this new desk set up, which is going to look pretty cool because eventually you guys are going to be able to see us on live stream.
Oh, that's what everybody wants anyway.
Yeah, because those cameras are there and they're kind of freaky. But that's what this is about. We've got a nice new desk. We're going to be able to use this for all kinds of stuff besides shows. So, like some of our videos that we're going to do, this will make a nice setup.
Okay, I said, what, like besides shows, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, video shows. How's that?
You know what we don't have?
What's that?
A door.
No, we don't have a door. The door. No, so
it's a door-free Thursday.
So I'm going to make a plea to all of our loudmouth interns as they go running through the hall or screaming to keep it down.
Yeah, it's Astros opening day. I'm sure they'll be quiet out there.
Yeah.
Woo! And they're all wearing their Astros jerseys, including Jong.
Yeah, well, I wore my Astros hat today in support of opening day. Actually, I've been wearing this hat a lot just because I like it. It's like the color of it. You know, I like to wear stuff that just makes me look less hideous. So it covers a lot of my face. So I like this hat. 3-0 Astros, though, in the fifth. Bottom of the fifth, is that correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, with Verlander just cruising along. Win number one on the way to 162, it looks like.
162-0, is that what you're going for?
You know what? I think late in the season they're going to rest some guys, so I'm going to go 160-2.
Okay, because earlier in the day, the Cubs were on pace to hit a home run on every single pitch thrown of the season.
Yeah. Well, so were the Astros for one batter. They were on pace to have one every batter.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
That's still good, too.
That's good. It's not as good as every pitch.
No.
But, yeah, still good.
So, are you? I know you're not gambling on this stuff, but are you like glued to it since it's opening day, or you just kind of?
I've got my fantasy baseball, and I've got DraftKings going, so I still have some interest.
Yeah. So,
I saw Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run already.
Okay, so he's going to hit 160.
He's going to hit at least 160.
He's on pace for 160
at least.
So, but yeah, I'm kind of excited about this whole new setup. It's just part of the the redesign, frankly, and we've been waiting on this desk for a while, and the desk looks really cool. So you guys will get a chance to see it. I mean, I think technically we're already doing live stream, but I don't think people can get to it yet. I could be wrong about that. I don't know a lot about this technical stuff. I'm just a humble servant.
I don't think they can yet. I don't think they've got access to that.
But. Yeah, I mean, I think it's actually working, but it's not public.
Okay.
So, like, you could walk into the room in there and see it.
Yeah, but
who cares?
Yeah, that doesn't do the listeners any good unless they walk in here.
Or hack us.
They could do that.
If you were that interested in seeing us on live stream, you could probably.
And trust me, it's worth it.
Speak for yourself. It's worth it. It's worth it for them to see you, not me. John, do we know if that thing's actually active yet?
Not yet.
Okay, but I'm right.
Your mic sounds good. You sound loud and clear.
Yeah, you're coming in like a champ. That's awesome.
Wow.
So this whole design was to make John sound better.
I think it worked.
Yeah, this is going to be really distracting as people walk by and just kind of look in.
Why? Oh. Because we don't have a door?
Yeah.
I mean.
A little bit. Well, I'm
big
not
going to. Deal.
But.
You act like a radio. Is this going to be like Wi-Fi and working microphones? Am I a diva for saying I want a door on the studio?
We'll get a door. I'm sure they'll have a door by in the morning. Of course, we won't be here tomorrow, so we won't have to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I need a door now.
Maybe we could put up like a sheet.
I don't think that's going to do it. I don't think
Yeah, because I'll be honest, I can hear everybody go clomp, clomp, clomp when they walk by through the headphones. So, we'll muddle through. We'll do the best we can.
We'll do our best to survive the day.
So I saw that Hsien-Soo Choo says the Rangers are in the playoffs this year. There's no doubt.
I'm going to go with maybe. Is English the first language for Hsien-Soo Choo?
I don't know, but he says no question the Rangers make playoffs this year.
I think maybe he misunderstood the question and said, like, because English isn't his native tongue. Maybe.
So maybe in translation it was there's a question about whether or not the Rangers make the playoffs this year?
Yes, I question whether or not we can make the playoffs. I think that's what he wanted to say. Because there's no way he thinks that the Rangers are going to make the playoffs.
But according to Jeff Wilson of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, he said, we're making the postseason, no question.
Okay.
Well, you're going to make it in terms of you'll be able to watch.
Maybe.
You're not going to die before the postseason.
Maybe because Hsien-Soo Choo is so focused on what he's got to do, he's not paid attention to the bullpen, and he doesn't realize that it's really, really, really bad.
I think they're up against it this year. I don't think there's any question. 4-9 wants to mean, does this mean AJ is going to start wearing pants to work or at least shorts? Fred must be happy. Well, actually, now the way
there's
this is set up,
more room, more coverage down here.
Yeah, you can basically only be able to see us from like chest up. So basically, he could come in here completely naked if he wanted.
Good.
I mean, none of us want to see that.
But you don't always have a choice.
281 says no door. Are you guys going to fire Hodor? Ooh.
How do you like the distance from each other?
It's a little weird. I'm used to looking at Fred.
Well, and that's the thing. This is more like a road show a lot of times. We'll adjust. I mean, I think I just have to sort of set up how I'm. Like, get more at an angle and things.
It's going to be odd when we have more people in here.
Yeah, because usually, well, not really, because like when Eric's here, he always sits right next to you. It's not going to be that much different.
Yeah, but it's really close. Like, I'll be able to touch his face.
Well, but that's, you guys are into that kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, you can touch Beth's face, too, when she's here.
You'll be able to touch Yuval's face today.
Yeah, probably so. This will be our first test of that.
Oh, yes.
Because we're going to have a winner of our Win a Bed with Fred, and Yuval's going to announce
it. Get in bed with Fred, the contest.
No, it's not get in bed with Fred. It's Win a Bed with
Fred.
No? You just win a bed from Texas Mattress Makers. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. Anytime my bike needs a tune-up, an oil change, the only dealership I trust to take proper care of it, Republic Harley Davidson. I don't live anywhere close to Republic Harley Davidson, and there are probably four or five dealerships closer to my house than Republic, but I don't care. Because I know I can trust Republic Harley-Davidson to work on my bike. They've got the best in the business doing those jobs. 7 master technicians, way more than any other Harley dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. And if you haven't been out to see the inventory, words don't do it justice. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on the showroom floor. They've got a ton more outside of pre-owned. And then right now, when you buy a new Harley at Republic, maintenance for life. How great is that? I've been to the other dealers in town. I've talked to the staff there. They don't compare to what they've got going at Republic. These guys are the best. They're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic HD is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, this is going to take some getting used to.
And what, not having a door?
Well, we'll have a door. I'm not worried about that. It's just this whole setup. It's cool, but it's very different than what we're used to.
Yeah.
The good news is, eventually, you guys who want to watch us on a video stream, see, now this is just like we're animals. Like Lance and Josh just walk in to look at us.
Yeah.
See what the hell's going on.
No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they didn't have to knock on the door.
No. Just wandering.
Because there's no door.
Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. We're explaining which microphones are which.
Yeah.
So from this side to that side, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Too close.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Lance says too close. Yeah, I agree with him.
No, but the good news is when Lance comes on with us, he'll be sitting next to you, not me.
No, he'll be next to you. Mike 3 is the worst mic.
Oh, no, Mike 3 is the best. That's where Lance will sit.
AD said this mic is the worst.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah, Mike 2 is that's the guest mic.
But eventually the whole point of this is that we have like a real professional desk, and we will be on live stream for those of you who want to actually watch us talk, which, okay. See, and of course I can hear them all the way down the hall, too. But
he was just saying, imagine when it's John and Raheel and Dell and Lance all in the same room. You guys are gonna be piled on top of each other.
They're not together very long though.
Who cares how long? I mean 30 minutes of that's weird.
Yeah, well, that's their problem.
Yeah, not ours.
That's why we're a 2-person show.
Yeah, we would never have a third person on our show permanently.
Well, beyond Jong, but he's in another room.
Right.
Can't Dell stay in the other room?
But honestly, listen, if Jong had to sit in here with us, we'd do the show without him. Like, we would rather not have him than have him sitting in between us.
As much as I love Jong, if he was sitting right here next to me 2 feet away.
We'd have to fire him.
Every single day.
We'd have to fire him.
He'd last about a week.
Yep.
But Fernandez asks, does the new desk make you guys look like Skip and Stephen A?
No. Fred looks a little like Stephen A all the time.
No.
There's similarities.
No.
Okay.
We both have two arms and two legs. That's about
right.
It.
Right. That's a start.
Yeah. I mean, if that's your definition of similarities, okay. Yeah. We might as well be brothers. Lots of guests today. Mike Greenberg at 4:50 to talk about his new show. That'll be interesting. Brad Powers at 5:30, as always. We'll talk Final Four. And Yuval will be in studio, owner of Texas Mattress Makers, as we announce the winner of our Win a Bed with Fred promotion. People want to know if you're going to get a refund for the Canelo fight.
I'm going to wait it out.
Yeah, I think so.
Because if you get a refund now, I think that if the fight goes on, it's going to be hard to get tickets.
Right.
I feel like I'd rather have Bird in hand. It's because it's not like if the...
You can always get that money back.
Yeah, you can always get the refund. So I don't know what the big rush would be.
Unless they, like, said, okay, now it's going to be Golovkin versus some guy off the street.
And but there's no way they would be able to charge
if you didn't
the
take
price.
If you didn't take the refund. Because I'm sure it's already sold out.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It's long gone sold out. So if you just say, sorry, don't get Canelo. You get Jong Lee.
No, that won't do. That will not do.
I think, I don't know, man. I think I would... If I were them, that's what I'd do.
No.
Just to hose you guys because you can afford it because you're rich.
No, not true. I'm not management, Fred.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, can I just say that how impressed I am with the little stuff that the Jaguars keep doing?
Such as?
Such as Cody Kessler's a backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
For almost nothing.
Yeah.
And I know you've talked about how much you like him.
I really do.
And, you know, I'd like to get you riled up by saying he's garbage, but I think that's a really good backup quarterback for them to pick up for basically a seventh round pick.
I wouldn't have been mad if the Texans did that.
Oh, I wouldn't have either. I wouldn't have either. And I mean, obviously you don't want the guy playing a whole bunch. But if that's the thing we talk about with the Texans. If you have to go in and play three or four games, you're okay with that.
Yep.
And
it's weird that to say this, he never got a fair shake in Cleveland, which, I mean, that it sounds odd to say that, but he really didn't. There was times where he looked like he was the best player or best quarterback on that roster, and they wouldn't start him.
Well, and that's not saying a lot.
Right.
But considering
but they wanted to start guys that they had more financial investment in, right, even though they had proven that they weren't good.
Yeah, it seemed like every time he was out there, he at least looked like an NFL backup quarterback.
Right.
And so I think that's a really good kind of under-the-radar, smart move by a team that keeps making smart moves. 713-780-ESPN. Can I I'll do Brother Bear's tweet first. It says, after the one-day success of Roseanne, which show has the best chance of a reboot? Cosby Show without Cosby. I think Cosby Show with Cosby as kind of the doctor who, and you kind of combine it with Law and Order. It's like he's the doctor who puts his patients under and then does things to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they try to find out whether or not he actually did it, and there's like an entire season of chasing him down. Friends or Married with Children? I don't know that Married with Children works anymore. It was really good for the time that it came out. And I hate Friends. I think Friends was one of the worst shows ever made.
Yeah. Married with Children was one of the greatest shows,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. I just don't know that it works now. That was just the timing of that was perfect for when it came out.
Yeah.
That's why it was so successful. Back in the day, Fox used to have, I mean, with The Simpsons and that, they were ahead of the curve on everybody.
Which is funny. I mean, that's what they had to do because they were the new kids in town as far as network television went, and they had to find a way to gain an audience, and they did it with more edgy shows than the other guys were willing to put on. Yeah. Did them well.
Hi, Wes. Yeah.
Thanks. We're broadcasting.
It's okay. Yeah.
God, this is the worst. This is the worst. All right,
so I'm gonna keep score of how many people stop in and look while the show's going on. So far, we're at three. So we've had six people walk by. Three have actually poked their head or at least put one foot into the studio and then commented.
Oh, hey, it looks nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm kind of glad that Lance and Raheel.
What's it take to get this door back on, John?
I guess another break.
Oh, we're going to do it on a break?
I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, is AD ready? We need him ready like a pit crew.
that's what's going to happen. If he has to do it while we're doing the show, it's going to be really noisy and you're going to have that to bitch about.
But it seems like that's something that could be done during a break, I would guess. But, yeah, I'd like to see that happen.
So it says bring back Cheers. That might not be a terrible remake.
I don't know.
Anytime you can put a show in a bar, it's usually pretty good.
I've got an idea. How about come up with something original?
Nobody does that. Oh, no. Did I tell you I finally finished that Godless?
Yeah.
Good. Little over the top. Little too stereotypical for me, but
I loved it.
Overall, I would say I'd give it a solid 6.
I liked it better than you, I think. I give it like an 8. I watched another episode of that Wild Wild Country last night.
Yeah, how's that?
It's insane.
Really?
Oh, man. I'd never heard of this until my wife told me about it. And apparently, this was way bigger than what I realized, the Rajneesh cult.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you remember it when it was happening?
No, I don't, until you start talking about it, and then it kind of, like, clicked and vaguely remembered it.
So basically what they did was they took over a town. They eventually had the majority to basically vote their own people into city council.
That's pretty good.
And then they eventually, what they did was they started bringing in homeless people from around the country. They would pay their bus fare and give them a home and feed them, and basically, I don't know. They must have had unlimited money. The
cults always have money.
Yeah, the main dude, he had like 20 Rolls Royces, so they had dough. So their move was they brought on all these homeless people from all over the country. Then they registered them to vote. Because the rule was all you got to do, it just takes 20 days. If you're a Oregon resident for 20 days,
that's pretty smart.
You can register to vote. And it's all these old country-ass people who are like, I don't know. I mean, they were just overwhelmed by it. Again, I'm not done with the whole series yet, but I'm three episodes through out of
How many? Oh, six?
Okay. Yeah, six episodes.
I think I'll put that in the list because that sounds interesting. I've got to finish Sneaky Pete.
Yep.
I'm about halfway through that. But I got into that Godless, and I wanted to watch the whole thing. So, and then I'm going to be looking for some new stuff. So I will definitely put that on the list. You know who I...
All right, let's get that door going, huh?
You know who I don't like? Nobody cares, guy. This is nobody cares about fill in the blank.
Well, nobody cares about what?
Well, in this case, you know, nobody cares about baseball. Why did you mention it? For one thing.
Okay.
All right, here's the thing. No, it's not nobody cares. It's you don't care. Because I'm somebody. You don't speak for me. I might care about it. AJ might care about it. Somebody listening might care about it. So, therefore, you don't speak for all of us. You're not God. Hate to break it to you. So, just be I don't care guy. And then, if you don't care, I don't want to hear from you because I don't care what you think. Somebody on Twitter last week, I tweeted something out that I thought was pretty funny. And somebody tweeted back at me, said no one ever. I'm like, well, that's not accurate because I just said it.
Yeah, yesterday,
one person who said it ever.
I tweeted about an obnoxious experience that I had where someone came up to me while I was eating and asked me about the Texans. Like, I'm eating in public, and someone came and started asking me about the Texans moving up in the draft.
Yeah.
And I just felt like it was crappy to do, and I was really annoyed by it. And some guy who follows me said, it's funny that after listening to the show, anyone would want to talk to you. I just said, well, thanks for the follow.
See, I'm okay with that. I think I've always said the only time I don't...
When you're with your kids.
It was when I'm with my kids. I don't get a lot of time with them. I like to spend my time with them. But any other time, I don't care. I'll talk to anybody.
When you've got a mouthful of food, you love it when people come up and talk to you?
I'll just finish what I'm eating and then talk to them. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I'm turning into an old, and that's what old people like to do. They like to talk.
Not me.
We'll take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. And you know what magically happened while we were on break?
A pick two came through.
We got a door.
We got a door. I was telling AD he's not allowed to die because if he does, I don't think we were ever on air. We don't get anything done. He's not allowed to die until 2020. I should be gone by then. So
he said he hopes that he doesn't die too. I didn't have the heart to tell him that eventually he's going.
Yeah, it's out there waiting for all of us at some point. Sometimes it's creeping around the corner. Sometimes it's creeping down the hall. You know, sometimes you're sleeping in the same bed with it. It's there. Death is crawling up on all of us. But hopefully not for a while. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, I have our 8 things to do in Houston from Culture Map.
All right.
You know it's not on the list? Because it's not on the weekend. It's a week from yesterday. Tastemakers next Wednesday at Silver Street Studios. If you are looking for something to do, go get your tickets now. I might even have a special... Culture Map's down, so never mind. We can't do it.
It's down?
Well, I'm getting a total blank trying to get this link. So, I wonder if they're having problems over there. I got to go check the site straight. The site's there. Now I got to go find it on there. But it's my link didn't work. So, I want to say it's our internet, but considering we just got a door, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Okay.
But, no, Tastemakers is... going to be next Wednesday, Silver Street Studios, for $55. You get to try all kinds of great food. and you get all kinds of alcohol open bar. You can't do $55 worth of that. And Bun B. And I will be there too. I think Bun B is probably the bigger name.
Probably, slightly.
Yeah, the only guy we have here that's on that level is Jong. So, 713-780. Oh, there it is. Top 8 things to do in Houston this week. You notice they change the number every week? Like, some weeks it's 7, some weeks it's 9. I kind of feel like there should be a 10 or a 5, right?
What do you mean?
Like, this week it's the top 8 things to do.
Oh, I thought they always do 8.
No, last week it was 7.
I mean, maybe some weeks there's just not anything going on.
I think I could find some more stuff. I could. All right, so here we go. Today, Avenida Houston's free concert series, known as Party on the Plaza, has an amazing lineup of performers: Fishbone, Trombone Shorty, Orleans Avenue, and the Waxaholics.
Pass for me.
Pass.
Yeah, that's a pass.
You didn't dog us.
That's a no for me, dog.
Okay, thank you. The Urbane Society Swanky Launch Party, a members-only network geared for all the upscale, plugged-in foodies who like to go to sophisticated restaurants like AJ and get their grub on with friends, which AJ doesn't.
Well, according to Eric, AJ is not a fancy
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. The society is hosting a swanky pre-launch party at B&B Butchers and Restaurant.
Ooh.
Where people learn more about their new app, enjoy light bites, dance to music, and get tipsy at the open bar. And it starts at 7:30. And that's tonight. I would do that if I were invited.
Yeah.
I think we're all in on that, right? Okay, so
yeah, that's a yes for me.
Dog. Tomorrow, Jong. I know this is a yes for Jong. It's a no for us because it's an Asian thing. All things anime at the George R. Brown. Basically, known as Anime Matsuri, this 4-day event will actually mark the 12th year. The festival has brought in people looking to partake in Japanese animation, games, fashion, cosplay, and so much more.
I'm not a big, other than Dragon Ball, I'm not a big anime guy, but I do partake in some Japanese video games.
Okay, so
that's a maybe for me.
Okay, maybe. All right, that's a definite no for me.
Definite no.
The best part about this, though, if you want to see some really cool people watching, go to like Neil's bar on Saturday night when all these people from the anime convention will be there. You will see a lot of interesting things. We'll just say that. Saturday, March 31st, the Houston Food Truck Block Party. It'll be at 5610 Richmond. They got Mama Neat Snowballs, Boogie's Chicago Style Barbecue, Planet Churros, Muddy Water Crawfish, Ice Cupcakery. If it were closer to me, I would go.
Where is it at?
5610 Richmond.
It doesn't sound horrible.
No, I think that's a probable. Jong?
Oh, yeah, me too.
All right, we're all in on that. So it's 2.5 for Jong. 2 for us. Sing along to Beauty and the Beast on the Green.
Nope.
Yeah, we could say no to that. Arca Arts, the meetup art market / disco party.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a definite no.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
There's a theme. The theme is a psychedelic disco. People are welcome to show up wearing vintage threads and shop while DJ Crew, the foundation place. No. Okay. All right. Sunday, April 1st, the world's largest showcase of homes. David Weekly Homes will be hosting the 3rd annual World's Largest Showcase of Homes in cities across the country, including Houston. All through April, people can visit any model or showcase home and enter for a chance to win prizes, like a smart watch or an electronics package. And Ronald McDonald House will receive a $5 donation for each visit.
Pass.
Yeah, well, I don't need a house.
Yeah, I do. And we've been shopping the last couple of months.
Really?
Yeah. So
that might work
that
for
might
you?
Be, yeah.
If you're looking for houses, that's yes. Understandable. I don't understand why people go look at houses when they're not in the market to buy one.
Yeah. I mean,
That's just weird, I think.
Although, we were out for a bike ride the other day, and the wife said, look at this place. This has exactly what we're looking for. I go, we already have what we're looking for. We just bought this place a year ago. Stop. Shame bell for her. And then finally, my first music lesson at Discovery Green. If you're one of those parents who wants your children to get in touch with their musical side, you can take your offspring to my first music lesson at Discovery Green. This free hands-on class is led by professional musicians from the talent agency Devicey Strings. They'll teach kids how to play instruments. Children's grade 1 through 8 are welcome. You would be the only one who would.
Yes.
It's not for me.
No, as in like, yeah, AJ would be
yeah,
the only one.
AJ would be the only one. It's not for me either. So Jong at 4, AJ and myself at 2. Once again, Jong by far. The most
cultured.
Yeah.
So, congrats, John.
Yep, you win again.
What do I get?
Nothing. You just get to celebrate that you're the most cultured.
But when you win, you actually have to go to one of these things this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So that's part of the deal.
We'll probably go house watching. Or house, not watching, but house hunting.
Okay. So you do
Where
that.
Where are you looking? River Oaks?
Yes, River Oaks with my radio money. Yes.
I figured. I mean, your management. Are you going to, how about Edo?
No, no.
Like Fred?
No. We want a single family home.
Yeah, well, when you have, if you're going to have kids, I wouldn't recommend that. Because
so you want like a yard and stuff?
Yeah, preferably.
Okay.
So you're going to have to live out in the sticks.
Maybe. We'll see.
Richard says, Fred, make up an event where it's all you can eat barbecue, but you have to socialize with people to see if AJ will go.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You kind of did that with the big Texas party, though. Yeah. There was free barbecue. You were hanging out and talking to people.
Yeah. I had to go to that. Did we have a choice?
You're probably right.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it was a big party. You did have fun.
I had a good time.
Yeah. But see, you can also, the cool thing about that is you can latch on to people you like.
Right.
Because there were people you liked there.
And people I knew.
Right.
I mean, not just strangers.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
All right. Let me tell you about Cody, who back last summer was slinging boom boxes at a big box electronics store, and then back in January, he started his new IT career, making more money, working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Transitioning people into an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week, and you get everything you'll need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back. Come join us at Tastemakers April 4 at Silver Street Studios. We'll have amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. Tickets are on sale now for only $55 at culturemap.com/tastemakers. Grab tickets while they last because tickets at the door are $65. And it's a great deal. It really is. So we're going to have Mike Greenberg joining us here any moment. That's the plan. Talk about his new show. And I have to say, miss hearing him on air.
Yeah.
I mean, that was such a good show. Pink Valkyrie says, I told Maddie, her daughter, to learn an instrument, and she has to play softball. #sports.
Yeah.
And Stephen the Weather Guy says, wait, the new Bean isn't on the cultured list this weekend? Nope, didn't make it.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. Apparently, I started up a bunch of people on Culture Map for making fun of everybody in my column. Someone basically saw a sign for the anime thing and is now laughing at the idea of Jong in cosplay.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Jong sometimes likes to dress up as Maggie from The Walking Dead, and Teresa will dress up as Glenn. And then
I like to dress up as Batgirl.
That's gross. Yeah, but yeah.
It is.
I've seen that.
It is, but you know, I invested in the costume.
Right.
You need to wear it, right?
Right, but you invested in that costume when you were 12.
That's true.
It doesn't fit you properly.
No, it doesn't.
In fact, it's disgusting.
But, you know, at least I have much larger breasts than I did at that
exactly.
time. Exactly. So, you know, it works. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And we are just waiting on Mike Greenberg at this point. So, as soon as he's available, we'll have him on for a few minutes.
What's he doing? Like making the media rounds, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know how it is. It's like if somebody keeps him for too long, then he's going to be a few minutes late for us, and then we'll keep him too long, and he'll be late for the next guys.
Yep.
And then somebody will have technical problems, so then he'll have like 10 minutes where nothing happens. Dustin the Ginger asked, "Are you somewhere different? You sound different." Well, I think part of it is we have a new setup, new mics. Well, it's same mics. No, it's new mics, right? Are these new mics? This looks like a
new mic. They're the same, just new stands.
Ah, okay. It does sound a little bit like we're in a barn, frankly.
A little bit. It sounds a little hollow.
And I don't know if that's because there's not as much in here now. This desk is
there
smaller.
There will be fine tuning done.
Yes, yes. I mean, hey, we have a door.
That's, yeah. We can't complain. Because we do have a door
now.
We
have a door. So, yeah, we'll get there. Just please be patient with us. This is a process. And I saw how the live stream's going to look. Got some tweaking to do that. But it won't be too far in the future where you guys will be able to tune in. And for those of you who want to, watch us on live stream
right
while we do the show. Not just us, everybody.
But mostly us.
Yeah, mostly us. All right, so let's go to our guest. And had the opportunity to interview him in the past several times, usually at the Super Bowl, and it's always been talking about Mike and Mike. But Mike Greenberg, who has a new project coming up April 2nd with Get Up. And Mike, appreciate you spending some time with us and talking about the new show.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me. I'm excited.
This has got to be kind of cool for you to. It's not a new career, but it's something totally different. And you know, when you get to a certain point, you could have done Mike and Mike for the rest of your life, basically. But it's got to be kind of fun to take on something new like this.
Yeah, I that's exactly right. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. It's a great time in my life for me to be embarking on a new adventure. I have a lot of friends who were talking about the ends of their careers, and I'm sitting here talking about a new beginning. So it's very exciting for me, and we've got what I hope will be a cool new show starting 6 o'clock Monday morning on ESPN. We will have news and information and highlights and scores. We will have analysis and insight and debate and hopefully a lot of laughs. I have a terrific team with Michelle Beadle, who is the best. She's a Texan, and she is one of the smartest people I've ever been around. And Jalen Rose, who is the mayor of Planet Earth. So I think if I screw this thing up, then it's all on me because I've got the table set with a really good group of people.
How hard is it? My old program director used to always say it's very difficult to put together a hit radio show. And you were a part of arguably the biggest sports radio show that's ever existed. I mean, you could make that argument. How difficult was it to make the decision to move away from that, even though, I mean, the new opportunities are exciting, but to leave that comfort zone and knowing that you had something that was really a lock?
It was very difficult. You know, I there were many times where I thought that was just what I was going to do for the rest of my career. And I would never have been disappointed by that. I had a fantastic time right up until the end. I loved it. But when they came to me and said, we want to try something new in mornings, we want to try really and go into the morning TV market in a different way than ESPN ever had before, and we want you to be in the middle of it, it was intriguing, and I listened, and the more they talked, the better it sounded. And I did feel like if I was ever going to do it, then this seemed like the right time to do it because, you know, at some point here, I'm probably going to get to be too old to start something new that I plan on doing for a long time. So it just sort of felt like the leaves, the tea leaves lined up, or whatever the analogy is that I'm looking for, the cards lined up in the right way for me to do this. And so there was a part of me that was very sad, definitely, to end what was a fabulous time in my life. But I'm also very excited to start something new.
So from a structure standpoint, how is the show going to set up? Are you going to be the guy, you're going to be the point guard who basically sets everybody up?
Sorry, I lost you there for just a second. Can you say that again?
Yeah, I was just going to say, as far as structure of the show goes, are you going to be the point guard who sets everyone up? Are you going to be the dominant personality? How is it going to work with the three of you?
Well, here's what you've got. I mean, and Houston is the perfect place to make this analogy. With Beadle and me, and in no way am I comparing us to these, you know, tremendous players, James Harden, who was the MVP of the league, and Chris Paul. who's one of the greatest point guards that ever lived. But you sort of have that combination. Beadle and I are both accustomed to being point guards. And so we are taking turns. We've been rehearsing for 3 weeks. So we take turns sort of with who brings the ball up court and who runs the offense and who is spotting up in the corner ready for the jumper and ready to knock it down when the ball comes to us. So we're sharing that a little bit. And the most important thing about the show, I think, is the pacing. I think that people now in the mornings, especially what you're doing it in a hurry and you want what you need in a rush. So if you tune into us right at 6 o'clock or at the top of any hour on ESPN starting on Monday, you are going to get a segment called Get Up and Go, where we will take you through absolutely everything in sports in about 7 minutes. You will see every highlight. You will see every significant play in every significant game. You will hear from the winners and the losers. You're going to get a little insight and analysis into all of it. And we will catch you up with all the big stories in the world of sports. And then we will sit back, take a breath, and take a little deeper dive into some of the biggest stories. But if you want to get caught up on absolutely everything quickly, we will do that for you at the top of every hour starting on Monday.
What are some of the challenges with radio? People are in their cars and they're listening and they'll tune in and out. But with television, they have to kind of seek you out. How does that make your approach different?
Well, you know, we walk in with an enormous advantage on that front, and we're on ESPN, so we're on a channel that people watch. So I think the reality of it is that people who are sports fans at some point are going to see the show, if only because they leave the TV on from the night before and when they wake up in the morning, it's still there. So I hope that people will give it a try, and I hope that a lot of people will like it. We have got to try and be all things to all sports fans. We are going to be 100% a sports show. So if you are a sports fan, hopefully we will try to bring you some of the joy that comes with sports and together share some of the agony that comes in sports. And as a lifelong fan of the New York Jets and the New York Knicks, believe me, I know all about those.
That's Mike Greenberg, who will be hosting Get Up on Monday starting at 6 a.m. our time. And Mike, always appreciate the time. Wish you the best of luck with this. I hope it's a big success.
Well, thank you so much. The Rockets going to do this thing? Are they going to win this thing?
They're going to win everything up until they see the Warriors, I believe.
You know, this injury with Steph, though, is really something. If he doesn't come back 100%, does that change it? Because to me, it does. If they don't have all four of those guys healthy, I think the Rockets have a real shot to knock them off.
The Rockets have a really good shot to knock them off if Steph is healthy. Obviously, if he's not, the odds increase. But I just think this Warriors team is built for the playoffs. I just think they're going to be so difficult to beat 4 times out of 7.
I do, too. I tend to share your opinion, but boy, would I love to see someone knock him off. And I've always liked Mike D'Antoni, so I'd love to see it be him.
Yeah, and we're also a little skeptical because postseason James Harden is not regular season James Harden. Postseason Chris Paul, same thing.
And postseason Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah, for that matter. So those are all valid concerns, I think, about trying to beat the Warriors.
They are. They've got to change that narrative, but what better? You couldn't ask for a better opportunity than they're going to get with home court advantage and everything else working for them. So if not now, when? And I believe Harden is too good a player. Paul is too good a player not to put it together in the playoffs eventually. I've got a good feeling about this year.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time, Mike, and hopefully we get to talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Mike Greenberg. I will watch the show a couple times and see if I like it. I'm not big on sports TV shows, but I always like Greenberg. All right, you know what else I'd like to do? You're running out of time, guys. We told you can go to the Masters next week, and One Concierge, this is such a cool company. They could send you on a VIP golf excursion to Augusta next week. And guess what? If you're already going, they've got some options for you. You can buy the whole trip, and that includes chartered jet travel from Houston to Augusta, directly to Augusta, ground transportation to your premium hotel accommodations, and, of course, 2 or 4 day passes to the Masters. And Tiger's there, so you know it's going to be hard to get tickets. Well, guys, how about this? Maybe you're already going, and you want some of the other things they offer, like golf at one of their premium courses, unlimited entry to the best 5-star hospitality club in Augusta. You can get that. Gourmet food and beverages. Any one of those things. If you want to add those to what you're already doing, then just go to the website and check them out. And if you want to take your friends, any group of 8 comes with a Masters host home. How about a private in-home chef while you're at the Masters? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people like you and me just don't have access to. And that's why One Concierge is so cool. You can get some buddies together and go to the Masters. If you're already going, go check out some of these other packages they're offering you so you can jump in on some of these things. The website is jets4golfers.com. That's jets, the number 4, golfers.com. It's your turn to go to the Masters. Go check them out now. You're running out of time. It's next week, jets4golfers.com.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.